Bianca Buerter's treasury partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning. The Rand outlook is not great at the moment, is it?
Good morning, Howard. No, definitely not. Unfortunately, the global landscape is littered with uncertainty coming mostly from the UK as well as the US. And that is unfortunately putting quite a bit of pressure on the Rand, seeing the Rand moving above the 15 Rand mark and now potentially putting its sights on 15.20 as its next target.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. What are the main factors that is it this possible impeachment? Is it the, the US-China war, trade war? What is it? Or is it everything?
It's really at this stage a combination of a few things. Mm. So first and foremost, it's definitely the potential impeachment of Donald Trump. And that is causing investors to trade lightly in the market. They do not like uncertainty. So until there's clarification on exactly what is going to happen in terms of the United States, this will remain the status quo. The second contributing factor is the uncertainty coming from the UK. So now not only is the UK tarnished by the whole Brexit debacle, but there are now also calls for the PM Boris Johnson to step down as PM after the courts found that his suspension of Parliament was unlawful. So really both of those developed nations putting a lot of pressure on global economic factors, a lot of pressure on markets, and then also this ongoing trade war between the US and China. No resolution has been reached as yet. And as we've seen, is this is actually a really dynamic environment where one week we are expecting an agreement to be reached and then the next week there's a new threat of tariffs once again. And that is weighing down on global economic growth as a whole. So really not a favorable environment for emerging markets and for risk seekers. Currently, investors are sitting on their hands, playing it safe, looking to see exactly what the outcome of these events will be.
All right. And at least the banking strike averted for now. But what does that do to the value of our currency?
For the time being, it's not really doing anything to the value of the currency. What we need to remember is that in the greater perspective of the Rand, global factors impact close to about 70 to 80% on the value of the Rand and the movement, while only about 20 to 30% is contributed by local factors. So Africa as a whole, specifically South Africa, has become quite renowned for protests, for strikes. So not a lot of attention being played in that space. And luckily, we have quite an efficient banking environment where a lot of the digital channels will be able to pick up the slack should the staff not be around. And that, of course, has actually triggered the strike because as we move into automation, banks are starting to shut down branches. They are retrenching people. They need to start reskilling. And in effect, the strike will actually just show the banks that how many of these people are actually needed if we have a digital environment.
It's quite a risky business for employees indeed. All right. Well, where are we starting the day? What does the currency look like at the moment?
We are starting the day weaker than yesterday. We are trading at 15.05 against the dollar, 16.44 against the euro, 18.55 against the pound, and 4.31 against the shekel. We can expect the Rand to, once it sustains a break above this 15.05 level, that it will start targeting 15.20 once again. And very crucially, we will be keeping an eye on the outcome from the US as well as the UK. And hopefully somewhere someone will give, even if it's the conclusion of the trade war, while the other uncertainty still looms.
Absolutely fascinating. Time is 10 minutes past the hour of 7. Bianca Buerter's treasury partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. We'll catch up with her next week, Wednesday, after Rosh Hashanah.